Oh, hi guys.
I don't know, it was excitement.
Hi guys, welcome to this episode of Your Receipts. This is the mini-sode where we help you girls out, guys and girls out with your issues and your problems and your dilemmas. And yeah, we really appreciate you guys sending your emails through and spilling all your tea to us. So yeah.
Yeah, it is
your girl Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
Your mamacita Milena Sanchez.
And it's your girl Tolly T.
It always sounds weird saying Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest, first.
Because I always say Tolly T.
Yeah, it's, one of you guys is always first, so I'm always in the middle.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You're the filling.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're in
I'm the egg mayor to your breads.
Bread. Do you know what? I'm happy that the thought of bread has gone from me getting bread for my birthday to your duck joke, which is great. That's absolutely great news.
Oh yeah, God.
So yeah, first dilemma.
Yes,
right, let's go. Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
My cousin and I, let's call her Stephanie.
Hey Steph.
Grew up like sisters. Since I don't have any siblings, I always considered Stephanie the big sister I never had. As kids, we did everything together. She was my first best friend. Time went on and Stephanie and I didn't talk as much, but we still remained close. In 2011, she introduced me to her new boyfriend. Mm. I didn't like him.
Oh.
Mm. But before I could tell her, she told me she's pregnant.
Oh.
I've been faking it with this nigga for 7 years now.
Oh, sis.
Stephanie is the breadwinner of the house. Oh. Her boyfriend doesn't have a job. She supports him with their two kids. She has to beg him to do simple things to make money, like donating plasma.
What?
Plasma? Like donating plasma, but he sits on Instagram all day. He wants to be a rapper.
Oh.
But his music is honestly the worst thing I've ever heard. sorry, it's not even funny. Sorry. To make matters worse. Stephanie is complaining to me about her boyfriend, talks down on her, tells her he'll never marry her, even though they're engaged on Facebook. And she's been sending me pictures of wedding dresses for years now and calls her all sorts of horrible names.
No.
About 2 months ago, he called the police on her and she ended up spending the night in jail.
No, it's not funny.
I think she hit him or something. I'm not too clear on the details. He had to move out after that, obviously. She had limited custody of her two children. After about a week ago, I called Stephanie to catch up and he was right back in the apartment, making comments on our conversations instead of minding his damn business. I didn't feel the need to say anything about him being back because I'm a fan of minding my damn business. Until she started complaining about how our auntie came to her house and expressed concern of her situation. She told Stephanie she's a bright girl. She doesn't need to go back with her boyfriend and doesn't need to end up like her mum, who also endured an abusive, toxic relationship where she took care of the man and not end up back in jail over stupid shit. I agree with our auntie 100%. My question is, should I suck it up and let her ruin her own life, or should I tell her what's wrong and risk losing my very first best friend? Stephanie's 27, I'm 22.
She's literally been dealing with this bullshit since she was 15.
That is mad. You know, when it comes to those kind of relationships where it's like
7 years ago,
just like bare issues and it's just really, really problematic and stuff like that. Like, I don't know at what point, because I'm sure this friend that's in the relationship has heard it all before, right? So my thing is, what can you now say that's going to make a difference? I feel like when it comes to those kind of relationships, you have to play it really, really smart in your approach, because words probably just are not going to help. Because 7 years of all of that stuff going on, she's heard it a million times, but she's still going back there. But at the same time, I understand the friend's concern, because it's like, at what point God forbid, you don't want something to happen and then you wish you said something. So I'm just, I don't know.
If I was her, if this was like my cousin, blah, 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 I know what you mean in terms of like loads of people that said this to you, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes I'm wary about telling friends to leave partners or telling people to leave partners because it causes a whole matter of shit.
Mm.
But I need to say it. Like, you haven't heard it from me.
Mm.
Yeah.
And let's say if you hold me out, how much I hold you. Yeah. Maybe hearing it from me will make a difference. You know what I mean? There's certain people that can correct you, like, shut up. But then there's someone that can correct you, like, oh, wow. Like, because that person means something to you, or you respect that person in their thought process or whatever. And it's not like a word is enough for the wise, as the saying goes. Mm. So I'm not saying you should every time talk to her, leave him, is that base our shape, because that will make you distant. But have that solid conversation with her.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, that solid, come with facts, come with receipts, come with how you've heard her, you've seen her fall from grace, you know the kind of person she was and what she could have been, and now what she's taking and what she could do without this guy. So come with like inspiration, quotes, prayer, Bible verses, everything.
Yeah. I think
song lyrics, everything. Have that one solid conversation with her and then you've done your bit.
Just and then drop mic.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do it in a situation where it's like, babe, can I come over?
Yeah, can I come over? Can we go, like, let's go out.
Yeah, like, be kind of dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like in this situation you can be
like
dramatic.
We have to have that talk.
And just be like, can we talk? Because I feel like a lot of the times when people are telling people, they do come all guns blazing. Do you know what I mean? So definitely don't do that.
Yeah, also, I'll leave him, man.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
No.
But yeah, and you're there just like projecting onto that person, because it just goes in one ear and out the other.
Literally. But, and then you'll become distant, and then she won't tell you anything at all, and then it'll end up worse for you.
When that happens, it always brings them closer together. But I think that you should, like, a part of that conversation could be offer. I don't know how much you can offer at 22 and with her being 27. But whatever you can do to help, just be like, look, if you need to come stay with me, you know,
you're
welcome
to. But the woman's got it all together. It's not even like she's suffering or like,
he's a bum. It's just him, he's just a bum. I just really hate that how some people can bring other people down from, like, wow. You think about how great some people can
pick
be,
the wrong partner, they will, your price will depreciate, if that's the right word. It will depreciate, that's the word I'm looking for.
Like, it's just,
it would not appreciate, it would depreciate.
You can literally be doing the most, you can
pick
be doing
the wrong
so
partner.
Well.
They'll screw up your life. You know what I mean?
And just suck the life out of you. They'll, like, I
the life that
so
you're using
women,
is what they're using to recharge themselves.
Yeah, literally, like, they'll suck every bit of juice out of you, and not in a good way.
Yeah, I'll have the chat. There's certain things I think, there's people that I love too deep and too big to mind my business. Watch them, like, ruin their own life.
Yeah. Definitely, I agree. Have that talk with her, and then from there, just be there to support her, ultimately, because, you know, she's going to need you. And I know it's difficult. It's so difficult to watch, like, somebody that you love go through, like, fucking shit.
I feel like even when I was with my ex, people be like, oh, you need to leave him, man. But I wish someone actually sat down and had a serious conversation with me.
Yeah.
And, like, opened my eyes. Yeah. It was, everything just kind of seemed was like, oh, just leave him, man. He's a dickhead. Yeah. That was a constant conversation.
But you didn't know
no,
why
like,
he... Yeah. You knew
no,
why
knew
he was
why,
a dickhead.
But there was
but,
no, like... Like, sit me down and retell me stories I told you about him.
There's no
and be
talking,
like, does that sound normal?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Don't just buy, he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
Just be like, actually,
look what he's done to you. Look what he's doing to you.
And this is something you've told me. I didn't make this up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I would have the chat.
Yeah, talk to her, darling.
Next dilemma.
Hey, gorgeous ladies. Your podcast literally brings me so much laughter and advice that I never knew I needed. Same. I never thought that I would be writing to you girls, but I need some advice from an outside source, as I feel like my family and friends will take this situation the wrong way. Okay, so from the start, I'm 18 and I've been speaking to this guy for about 2 months now, and he is 20. We've been on quite a few dates, from dinner to bowling to him even meeting my family and me meeting his. Yeah. In two months,
wow.
No, to be fair, I can't even cast. We phone every night and talk every day, basically. I do have quite a possessive personality, as I do tend to get attached quite quickly. And I've told him this and he's perfectly fine with it. However, the first time that I stayed round his, we didn't have sex, but we did bits. And this is where the dilemma starts. When he was going down on me, I said stop a couple of times and he didn't want to do it. So it resulted me pulling him away and faking my orgasm in order for him to actually stop. This really scared me, and he asked if I was okay afterwards, and I just said yes, as I didn't know how to say my feelings to him, as it was early in the relationship. The next day I went to my mate's house and I did mention something like this happened, and she instantly told me to get out of this relationship. However, I'm always the one to see the bigger picture and reply to her, if it happens again, then I will. We had a couple of drinks that night and I ended up calling him and telling him how I felt about the situation. And he started crying, saying, that's not me and I promise I'm not like that. Please give me a second chance and I will prove to you that's not who I am. This made me realize that he is a good man. We are still talking and it's fine. I think. But every time we start to play around with each other, I get really scared that he's going to do it again and that he won't stop. I don't want to feel that I'm not in control of the situation. He hasn't done it again yet. It still does worry me. How do I stop feeling scared when he does bits, when we do bits? How do I stay talking to him? Also, How do I stop getting attached so quickly when talking to a guy? If you can give me your advice, that would be really helpful.
Boy.
So wait, what happened? So he was going down on her. She said stop and he wouldn't stop. So she had to fake an orgasm in order for him to stop.
Yeah, that's very strange.
So then it made her feel uncomfortable. And every time they're kind of in that sort of situation.
But she did say he hasn't done it again.
I don't think you should be with anybody that you're scared of.
Yeah. It's a bit of a weird one, you know.
Sorry, I don't.
If you say stop, that's stop.
Yeah.
Regardless, even if you're down there already, stop.
Yeah, I want you to stop. You should stop.
But I think because this is the only issue and she's saying he hasn't done it again and she does like him and stuff like that, I do kind of agree with getting away at the same time. It's a weird one. But I do feel like she needs to tell him in a non-sexual setting because...
I get it because sometimes we do say no, but then like it just carries on anyways naturally.
Yeah, I just think she should talk to him out and just let him know.
I feel like even if I say no, it carries on naturally. Even if I say, stop.
Yeah.
And then if I want to carry on, then I can carry on. Yeah. Whenever I say any sort of no, any sort of sign that seems it's not pleasant or it's kind of deemed negative, I expect you to stop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really funny about these kind of situations and if it was my little sister and you said to me, sex should be pleasurable. Sex should be enjoyed. Central. Doing bits should be enjoyed. I shouldn't feel a little bit, even if it's just a tinge of fear, I shouldn't feel that. If I feel a tinge of fear or feel like I'm uncomfortable with you when we're doing anything sexual, I am out.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely.
I'm being dramatic or anything like that. I'm sorry, I don't think I am. And you might love this guy to bits. You might really like him or whatever. But that, do you know what fear is? You know what it is to be scared of? Even if it's just a tinge of fear.
And it's not just
a man, especially when you're not getting sexual. That's when you get fear of him. No. Yeah,
and it's not just going to be with him. Like, it would be an ongoing thing where she feels like obviously that one experience has affected her future. Because when she goes with the next guy... and, you know, they're doing bits, she'll probably get, like, flashbacks of what happened before.
Do you not think it's worth at all just her having a sit down and just giving him a firm talking to, first and foremost?
Yeah. But it's already happened.
It's happened. I mean, she's had sex with him since. She said they've done bits since.
And she felt scared.
And she said she felt scared, but it hasn't happened. And she does still like him.
She does say, I get really scared.
Okay, yeah, maybe not then.
Imagine if I said to you, like, every time this guy gets one, like, I'm really scared.
Yeah.
Will you not be like,
that's not good?
This, like, regardless of the chat or not, if the fear thing is still there.
Yeah, true.
I don't
know. I think he really freaked her out that time it happened and she's just can't get over it.
And that's a big thing. That's an okay thing to not
of
get
course.
Over.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. Because that's quite scary because you're just, you're telling someone to stop and they're still going. Like, that's, over, and especially, I think what the scariest aspect of that is over the fact that it's not even something that he's getting pleasure out of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, quote unquote words of.
Yeah.
So that kind of feels scary because that's like you're trying to take over me.
Yeah,
and
exactly,
I know,
like,
stop.
You're trying to, like, take over my body kind of thing. If we're having sex and we're both getting pleasure, I'm not saying it's okay at all because it's not. And I tell you to stop and you carry on going, you're in the middle of your flow. So I can understand why you get lost in the sauce, but in this one, you're going down on me. It's my body. I'm saying I've had enough, and you're still going. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's a bit mad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about giving the other. I don't know. You know, I just feel like I'd leave it. You're 18,
and it's only been 2 months.
You're 18. It's been 2 months. Family or not, whatever. In it, next person will come after 2 months and meet my parents. Shit.
And like, as far as the thing about not getting too attached, don't let them meet your family. For number one.
That's
number one.
Keep your distance.
Yes.
Like,
definitely.
That's it. Why are you meeting family after 2 months? For me personally, I don't like things like that because I have shame. So I come and bring somebody different to my family every 2 months. So that kind of thing will annoy me. To be like, I don't like it. You don't need to meet anybody until I'm ready. I don't like story. Oh, what happened to Matthew?
What happened to Philip? It's 8 weeks.
What's 2 months?
It's actually 8 weeks.
What have we done then that you're meeting my family? But maybe I'm precious about my family. We're not doing that yet.
Yeah, people are different. But
at 18.
But the reason why it's obviously not working because she's asking how can she not be attached. And I stop getting attached. Yes. And I think that's a great start.
Keep them things for later. Yeah, exactly. Because once you start meeting their family quite early, you instantly get attached. Because they're going to be nice to you. They're going to be welcoming. Yeah. So you're going to feel like, oh, I feel like a part of this family. They're so lovely to me. Mm. Instantly you feel attached.
And then, of course, you're at dinner. Your mum's like, oh, so where's so-and-so?
Exactly.
Like, all of that stuff is part of the attachment. So yeah, maybe just fall back a bit. Take your time. And there's time
for you guys to meet families.
Like, you've got forever and ever to do all of that. There's literally no rush.
Company.
There is no rush.
All right, next dilemma.
Hi, girls. Love the podcast. I've been listening for a while and I'm so glad that you've created this platform. It's a long story, but I'm going to try and make it as concise as possible.
Energy.
Right. My story begins in summer. I went to the club to celebrate finishing exams. At the end of the night, I met a guy who was very attractive and offered to drop me home. I argued for a while, but eventually me and my friend got into these friends' cars, separate cars, and they drove us home. One factor to note is that this man is 9 years older than me. Fast forward a couple of weeks, we end up sleeping together. We go out a couple of times and he takes me to a hotel, and on most of these occasions we have sex. We both came to an agreement that we would just have casual sex with one another, no strings attached, which I was fine with as he respected me. September then comes around and I go to uni. I meet many new people as expected and start talking to different guys. I end up sleeping with one of these guys and we've been talking ever since, FaceTiming each other, calling, and him coming to see me. Sometimes we have sex, sometimes we don't. It's just quite chill and we're genuinely getting to know each other. One weekend, I went back to my city and bumped into the guy I met at the club during summer. It is currently November at this point. I was drunk off my head and I ended up going back to an apartment with him and some friends and his friends. We had sex. However, he came inside me without actually telling me and I had not asked him. If I had not asked him, I wouldn't have known, sorry. I immediately started to panic. He gave me and my friends money for us to get home and for me to get the morning after pill. He then left because he said he had things to do. Before this day, I thought he was a very sweet guy and was always very caring and considerate towards me. But this day showed me a different side to him that I did not like and I felt angry at him. I ended up taking the pill and thinking I would be fine. Fast forward to a couple of weeks later, my period was 1 week late, so I took a test and I am pregnant.
Fuck's sake.
I cried the hardest I've ever cried in my entire life and I mentally broke down. I called him to let him know and he told me I should get rid of it and that if I keep it, he will not be supporting the baby and even questioned whether it was his. I know it is as I hadn't had sex since.
So why did you come in me then?
Like, idiot. That made me cry even more and I just wanted to be done with him. I couldn't believe a man of his age, listen, age don't mean nothing. I couldn't believe a man of his age would respond in such a manner and with such a... and with such disregard for his actions. The next day, I booked an appointment for an abortion 2 weeks later. I'm Nigerian, so telling my family was never an option. I told two of my friends my situation. However, I'm finding it very hard to cope with uni as already lonely in uni, as uni is already lonely as it is. And the friends that know are not in close proximity to me. And the rest of my friends still think I'm a virgin. Whoa. I'm really just hoping that I'm able to get through this without adopting any serious mental issues, as I feel that may be the path I'm currently going down, as I've found myself locking myself away in my room and avoiding all human contact. Sorry if that was long. My questions are, how do I cope with the abortion? How do I cope with this abortion with no one physically around to support me? The guy that I have met at uni is trying to take me seriously and I do like him. So how do I deal with the guilt even though I didn't have an obligation to be loyal to him? How do I explain to the uni guy that I do not want to have sex anymore as this situation has put me off having sex for a while without telling him that I'm pregnant? Should I even continue to speak to the new guy at all? Thanks for your responses in advance.
Before we get into the responses, can I just quickly talk about how... casual sex needs to come with maturity.
Yeah.
We can't, like, I know we're of a generation where, like, we talk about sex a lot on this podcast. A lot of people talk about sex a lot, like, and I don't look down on casual sex. I don't look down on sex outside relationships or whatever. I'm not. But I think we have to realise that it actually needs to come with a lot of emotional maturity. Mm-hmm. Like, not only emotional maturity, but also the fact that you have to keep yourself safe.
Yes.
You have to use condoms.
Yeah, you have to.
Like, because it's casual sex. You have to protect
yourself. You have to. You have to protect yourself.
And you can't
it
be naive.
It has to come with emotional maturity. It has to come with maturity. You cannot... like, you cannot put your body and your health in someone's hands to be able to come in you without you fucking knowing.
Exactly. 100%. Especially when, like, okay, you've both agreed to it and it's consensual, whatever, but you...
I'm not having a go at you for having this. That's not the situation, but I just think it's important to actually just say that, like...
Yeah, oh, that's what I was going to say. Just not... We just have to remember, as women especially, you just can't take people's just words for gospel.
Yeah.
People can literally tell you anything they want. They can tell you till the cows come home, I'm not going to come in you, I'm not trying to get you pregnant, blah, blah, blah. Like, just... Okay, that's all well and nice. That sounds good, but you still need to take precautions for yourself. Like, if you're going to have sex, make sure that he's wearing it. Make sure that you're protecting yourself. Make sure that you're doing whatever, because, like, now... He's, first of all, what he did is
disgusting.
It's disgusting, and I'm pretty sure it's illegal. I'm sure it is, because, like, I don't know. I know stealthing is a thing, but I don't know if there's a name for when someone comes in you and that wasn't the agreement. But what he did was absolutely just vile and disgusting. And
like, I just wonder what he thought was going to happen. You came in me.
He didn't think.
Like,
you just get so lost in the sauce. They get so excited. It's just like, oh, I'm getting some today.
Yeah,
they
just didn't think.
They lose their minds. But
did she take the morning after pill and still get pregnant?
Yeah.
So the question is, how do I cope this abortion with no one physically around to support me? You either have to take time out and go to people that are around to physically support you. So, like, you can... tell uni what's going on if you feel, or you're not feeling very well, you just want to go home for a little bit and be around people that you know love you and support you. I mean, you don't necessarily have to tell them what's happening if you don't want to, but just be like, I'm just going for a bit, I just want to come home for a little while, because uni is quite lonely. There were times when I felt that shit, I'd just come home.
Yeah,
if you've got like a safe haven at home that you can go home to, that's one way I can say to deal with it. And it's okay to take a bit of time off, like, let your lecturers know I'm not coping very well at the moment. They don't need to know why you're not coping if you don't want to tell them, but like, I'm just going through some things, I just want to go home for a little while. People can, they can, your tests you can do during the summer if that's what you're worried about. Things can be longed out for you to do later on, so it's never just a no, you have to do it now, you have to carry on. You don't have to keep carry on, you can give yourself a break and just chill out. So that's how I'll tell you can cope with the abortion. I
definitely don't think she needs to be talking to that guy.
Oh, the new guy.
She doesn't need to be speaking to any guy.
To any guy for any you're not, guy. You're not there.
She needs to focus on herself.
You're not there.
Like, exactly.
As well, maybe find... I don't know, because I feel like it's so much easier sometimes to talk to strangers because you don't feel like they're judging you. Because, like, you don't really... Not that you don't value their opinion, but I just think it's easier to just blurt out everything that you are going through. So maybe, like... find groups of people that have had, of women that have had abortions. I don't know where, like...
Abortion
where
support groups. I'm sure there's... I mean, I don't know. I'll definitely Google it, but I don't know. But, yeah, I think that she definitely shouldn't be talking to the guy. I think she needs to clear her head, because that's just going to cloud your judgment even more. And he's going to want answers, and you're not going to be yourself, and he's not going to know why, and you might not be comfortable to tell him why, and he shouldn't... You don't have to tell him anything. It's your business at the end of the day.
Take time.
Yeah, so just take your time.
You're not ready to process what's gone through yourself yet.
Yeah.
And for now, for you to, like, relate everything that's just happened to another person, that's a lot. And as well, you don't know what their reaction is going to be. That could make you feel worse.
Yeah, I think
forget about
it. I think
yourself.
Take time, do yourself for a little. And just even tell him, I just need some time out for a little while. I'm going through some things or whatever. And if you decide that you don't want to take time, you want to be with him, you don't have to tell him he had an abortion.
Exactly.
That doesn't affect his life in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
It's not his business. You don't have to tell him that you were pregnant. You don't have to tell him anything. And I think it's interesting, because it's like, you didn't want this child, yet the guilt that comes with not having it's like, how do you still feel such guilt for something I honestly didn't want it.
It's the violation, because that's not what she signed up to. So she didn't sign up to this guy coming in her. So really, it's like this kind of like double whammy of, there shouldn't even have really been a pregnancy twice, because one, you weren't supposed to come in me and you did, so you violated me. Two, the morning after pill, which it didn't work, which is probably quite rare. Do you know what I mean? So I just feel like she's been hit from all different angles, and there's like loads of emotions and loads of things to take in. And it's a lot to take in. It's just like, why me? Do you know that feeling of, everybody has sex, why am I the one that's gotten pregnant? Why am I the one that the morning after pill didn't work? And then on top of that, you've got the guy being an absolute prick to her. So there's a lot to take in. And so,
but a morning after pill is not protection, it's a precaution. Like, it's not like, do you know what I mean? It shouldn't be your form of protection.
It's an emergency, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, an emergency, and it doesn't work all the time. So I just feel like...
And let this be a lesson to the rest of you that are listening, if you're not ready. Like, it doesn't always work. Like, this is a prime example. So, yeah, don't take it for granted. Just be safe and be careful, and just don't be having sex with people that you don't know, that you don't feel comfortable with, if you're not in that headspace.
Yeah. But I'll say, just take time off uni for a little bit and just go home to the friends, or even if your friends are at uni, so you can't, because if you go home, they won't be there or whatever. But just give yourself a break.
Yeah,
for a little bit. Try to deal with what you're dealing with, and like, you'll be okay. Like, I promise you, you'll be okay. Like you said, you don't want this to end up affecting your life in a big way. And it's a season. This is not going great at the moment, but it'll be fine.
It'll get better.
Next dilemma. Hi girls. So I recently started listening to your podcast and I suddenly just can't get enough. So I thought I needed advice from a third party who doesn't know me or my man.
Okay.
It's a bit long, but I just need you to fully understand the situation. So I'm sorry in advance because I know you don't like long ones. So I've been with my man for nearly a year, but we already had a past. We have or had, shall I say, had a connection. He was a boy version of me. He was just my piece and I was just so in love. He was literally my best friend. Then recently in June, my mum died and he was there through all the things, and we're still great, but all of a sudden things changed. Soon after, I found out I was pregnant and really wanted to keep him, as I felt it was a sign from my mother, and she told me she wanted me to have a child the night before she died.
Oh, God.
So you can imagine that it's very deep for me. This guy is planning to have a life and family with me, so I thought he would want it. We longed it out and finally he just blew and was like he doesn't want it because his family wouldn't allow it. His family would disown him because we're both Muslim and we weren't married. So in the end, I decided I didn't even want it, because why would I want my child growing up thinking it's not worth being loved because it was born as a wedlock? Since then, it's all changed. I never want to have sex. I don't show him love or affection. And basically, he's living with me, so I've noticed so much. Due to my life circumstances now, I need stability and I have to think long term. I need someone that knows what they do in life, and I've really deep that he doesn't fit this. His only problem in this relationship is that he's not getting sex or any love or affection. So like, right now it's not really something I'm interested in. Maybe because I'm still hurt. The love and affection part, I know I don't get it. And of course I feel bad, but I'm just not feeling it. I've changed so much towards him. I feel like I can't even say certain things without hurting his feelings. I do love him, but I just don't know what to do. I tried to say that we should break up so he can focus on his life and let me heal, but he doesn't think that can happen. I just need my mother's advice. Babe.
God,
I'm sorry your mum is not around to give you advice.
It's so sad.
Leave him. I don't know why people are so afraid to leave relationships. Yeah. Like, obviously, he doesn't want it to happen because he's living with you.
Exactly. Because he's benefiting from this relationship.
It's convenient for him. I'm not saying he doesn't love you, but of course he loves you or whatever, but then it's also beneficial for him. So he's not going to want you to leave. He's not going to want you to end this relationship. Like, let's carry this on or whatever. Again, you cannot heal in a situation that's hurting you.
You cannot.
When it's living right under your nose.
You can't run to someone to dry your tears when they're causing them.
It's like, I'm just not feeling it anymore. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
To be like, I just don't want to be with you anymore.
Yeah, that's completely
but like,
fine, yeah.
You're not married. I can leave this. This is the joy of not being married. I can leave this without much complications.
Yeah.
Apart from hurt.
Yeah,
hurt is shitty, but let me do me for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you've been through an awful lot. You've been through a lot, and then you made a decision that you didn't want to make because he didn't want something.
Yeah.
So if he was allowed to make that decision for you guys, you can make a decision and say,
exactly,
I'm out.
He said it with his chest, and I think sometimes that's the difference between men and women, you know? Like, if a guy doesn't want something, he will let you know clear as day he's not on it. But when it comes to us, we somehow have this guilt. And like, you don't have the desire to sleep with him anymore. You're not in. You don't want to be in this relationship.
You're not giving love and affection.
I think that you're really, really hurt, and you need to let it go because it's gonna eat you up inside, and you're gonna resent him so much of him living with you, and that's your personal space. Like, you shouldn't have anybody in your personal space that's basically causing you pain. So. You know, give the man a couple of months to find a new place, but I think you should
know him now.
Yeah, you don't.
If in it.
Sorry, just move out.
I was just being nice. Exactly. You can go to his family and friends, the ones that he was scared were going to disown him.
Exactly.
Right?
So you can clearly live with me, people. But you cool. Go to your family.
Exactly.
Friends,
yeah,
then,
it's funny, isn't it? You can live with me out of wedlock.
We can have sex out of wedlock,
but
the result
of the sex we can't do.
Cool. Fine.
Yeah. So
let's be going then.
Do what you need to do for yourself, and
Let's separate.
Yeah, move. Leave him, sis.
Let's separate. Next dilemma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hi guys, I've just found your podcast sitting on the bus and I'm listening like, oh my God, this is my life. I've had so many situations in my life that I think this should be on a blog. Right now, my situation in life is this. I'm in a relationship, have been for nearly 8 years. Congratulations. The guy I'm with is a guy I met while still into my ex. He was a player, a cheat, and a total idiot. My relationship sex pattern is non-existent.
Sounds great.
My confidence has taken a hit because my boyfriend has totally lost interest, confidence in sex, approaching sex or trying to have sex. We used to be wild, but now we aren't. It's all I think about. I'm worried I'm wasting my time, but I love him and he loves me. Sometimes love is not enough, you know.
10%.
He's become my best friend. He drives me mad, don't get me wrong, but he does so much for me and I think he's beautiful. I have been with my ex once whilst in my relationship, so she's cheated. My boyfriend doesn't know, or at least I don't think he does. And I always think about that one night and how amazing it was. He's off the scene now, thank fuck. But there's now this guy in my work who's become attractive to me.
Oh, yes, yes.
We flirted at a Christmas night out last year and it nearly got to a point where I wanted to cheat again.
Leave the relationship!
Do you know what? In all of this...
It's true.
And you've had a relationship and honestly, live your single life.
I feel
safely.
So lost and I got so wound up with all these feelings that I had to take time off of work. You're now losing coin.
What? This is.
I am now better, but my confidence is really low with my boyfriend. And yet,
why you get bag man?
I still feel the urge to be with another guy because I know he'll give me something my boyfriend isn't physically. Help! Together. I need your wisdom.
We can all be so strong. Yeah. Why do we hide
away? Leave the relationship. Like, I cannot understand what's so difficult. Like, why is it so difficult to leave?
You want to cheat on him every day.
You want to cheat on him every single day. Every day.
Every day. Every hour. You're taking off work, time off work, because you want to cheat on him so badly.
I can leave him alone.
Literally.
Like,
Leave the man
alone. Put him back in this into the ocean, man. What's your problem?
Put him back like, and put yourself
you're
back
literally
into the
fantasizing about different guys every day. You've practically cheated on him recklessly.
No, she has cheated on him.
You've cheated on him recklessly. Like, you want to cheat on him. You're thinking about it on a daily basis. Like, clearly you don't want to be with this guy, innit? Let that man go and flourish, please. And you go and flourish and live your best single life. This relationship is not for you, clearly. And no. Even in the beginning, the way you described him, yeah, it's not a great start, is it?
No.
You said he's a bit of an idiot. You didn't really like him. You're not having sex. What are we doing?
No, it's too
Am
much.
I mistaken or no, did she no, describe no, him as a bit
no,
of an
no,
idiot?
No, she actually just needs to leave him. That's just...
So many of our listeners are part of the suffering committee. And I'm so upset that you guys are part of suffering committee because I constantly tell you guys to not be a part of suffering committee. Like...
You get
nothing
one less.
In this life that you have to do. Like,
nothing.
You don't have to say anything that doesn't make you happy. You don't have to say anything that doesn't fulfill you. You don't have to say somewhere where your vagina is dried up because you're
literally
not attracted to your man.
Yeah. You
and
don't
because
have to do any
and
of
she
that.
Says here, he's become my best friend, but he does so much for me. Don't think you need to stay in a relationship because a person does so much for you.
Yeah,
please,
but
not, there's Carlos down the road that he'll do a lot for you as well.
That's not a good enough reason to stay with someone, baby.
Stop
you need to
suffering. Let, yeah. Everyone is so young and suffering.
I know. Like,
I really
it's
wish someone told 18-year-old Slally like, hun.
Exactly.
Hoe out. Not hoe out. I'm joking. But in terms of like, be free. Stop suffering. For what? Let me tell you as a past sufferer. Let me just tell you some advice.
Speak on
as
it.
A past sufferer, I've suffered. I've
me
been
too.
Doing up and down, carrying man on my head.
Same.
Taking time off work, losing coins, saying I can't even revise. I'm so stressed out because
imagine
of a man that.
That
was catching A's and B's,
bruh.
That graduated well, that was happy.
They always
and free.
Do,
literally always,
and it's not lit,
not at all.
Stop suffering.
Yeah.
That's it.
There's nothing glamorous or cool, or edgy about suffering.
There's nothing cool. There's nothing ride or die. There's nothing. You women, we are not a rehabilitation home for men to be.
No way.
For them to bring your suffering
stop
onto your life
and
then leave.
leave, and when they leave, they now leave just their suffering onto you.
Exactly.
And then they leave, find another woman, yeah, and then get married to them.
They leave their suffering on you, but then they take all the nuggets that you've taught them.
You're not carrying that on your head. Your neck will be crooked. Do like our auntie that steps over onto the new year every year.
Exactly.
Drop all that shit behind. Stop leave suffering. All that shit. And stop being in relationships you don't want to be in. It is not by force to be in a relationship.
It's not by force, you know. You will be absolutely fine. Some of you that are 21, 22 talking about, oh, should I leave
him?
I hate him. I don't love him and I want to cheat. Should I leave?
Yes. I don't want to be with him. I'm not feeling this anymore.
But she cheats, wants to cheat on him every day. Anyway, next one.
Stop suffering.
Yeah, 2019.
And forevermore.
And forevermore. Dear ladies, firstly, I would like to say, as a guy, this podcast is really helpful with understanding how women approach relationship problems and allows me an opportunity to reflect on my own actions and better myself for the people I love. Thank you so much for that. He says his name, but I don't know if I should say it.
Yep.
My name is Bleep, and I'm writing to you guys to see if you can help me understand the situation between me and my best friend.
Ooh.
A bit of context. This girl and I have been great friends since the start of uni, and I've known her for close to a year. It's a guy.
Okay. The man said, as a man,
literally,
this podcast. But anyway.
This girl and I have been great friends since the start of uni, and I've known her for close to a year. When we met, we were both in relationships, and as we became friends, both of our relationships ended. How convenient. Not due to us becoming closer, sorry. As we were single, we became even closer to the point of calling each other best friends. I would help her with her uni work, support her through her breakups, and always give her advice on anything she needed, even when it came to guys. I was always a shoulder to cry on and a person she could call at any time for support. And I would be over there within 20 minutes with a cup of tea for a chat.
You're a boy.
Over time, I began to like her more as just a friend. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Aww. And she honestly is the girl of my dreams. I can't imagine any woman a better match for me on both a personal level and a companion level. She actually makes me want to better myself for her and make her feel amazing. I've told her that I love her and care about her more than just a friend because she's absolutely perfect.
Oh, well done for telling her.
After the last breakup, she mentioned to me that she didn't want to date anyone at all and was only interested in casual things with other boys. Although it made me sad, I couldn't try to pursue something, and I appreciated that she needed me as a friend to support her no matter what, so I remained her friend. But over time, weird things happen. On nights out, we would kiss and hold hands on occasions. We have slept in the same bed on a number of occasions, not slept together. And she's come over to my side of the bed to spoon me and hold my hand.
This girl's a witch.
She is a witch, boy. During the summer, she drove 2 hours to come visit my family home and even met my extended family. She tells me her mum thinks we will be together one day.
She's a proper witch.
She's a proper dream seller. She tells me...
this is what men do to us all the time.
No. She tells me her mum thinks we will be together... Oh, no, her mum. Sorry, my bad. She tells me her mum thinks we will be together one day and tells me she loves me as a friend. And when I turn to her and says it means a lot to me, but I don't want to hear it because my feelings... Because it hurts my feelings, especially as it's not going to go anywhere. She says that she isn't going to... She says that she isn't saying it won't go anywhere in the future.
My life.
Oh, my G.
But.
What?
I see you in the future, you know. She says that she isn't saying it's not going to go anywhere in the future. She also says we go on dates, but just don't call them dates.
Oh, virtual spudding this girl.
No. Do you know what? I don't condone it, but
I've heard all of these things. I'm here for it.
She's been doing what the man them have been doing to us. Anyway, a lot of this feels quite contradictory. So not wanting to have a boyfriend situation and to me suggests that she could be keeping me on the string until she is ready. When I address all these things that I've listed and ask if she actually likes me, she says she still wants to be single but feels so comfortable around me, feels that I'm so special to her and that she cares for me more than any guy she's been with. If you ladies could help, if you ladies could please help me make any sense of this, I would really appreciate it. Keep up the amazing work.
She's taking you for a mug.
I have to,
dickhead.
You know, I've heard it all before on the other side and stuff like that. I can't condone it. And the fact of the matter is, my friend, you are in the friend zone, but you're like
in the Champions League.
I feel like he's the guy that, you know, when you're bored and you got no one else to text, you don't have anyone
else to message. Because you know he likes you.
Exactly. She's playing on the fact that you like her.
And driving 2 hours, that ain't shit.
Yeah, she was bored.
She probably had nothing to do.
Not only was she bored, sometimes you realise you have to give a little to get a lot back.
Yeah. Small.
Let me keep him happy.
I know that drive... For a good 4 months now.
I'm getting exactly what I want.
You're giving her the attention she wants. You're telling her how beautiful she is. You're letting her lick so she finds his lips in.
Yeah.
This is a sweet deal.
Yeah, she's
If I could
good.
Have this.
She's got it so good.
This is a, like...
Don't be a mom.
Do you know how often I want the lips?
Yeah.
If there was someone that could just be lipsing, I don't want to go lips around a stranger. If someone that could just be... I would just be lipsing.
Yeah.
And she's allowing her to lips.
Yeah. I have to say, because we would say it if it was the other way around, and it's just like, yeah, don't let her mug you off. And the thing is, normally, in this case of like, I'm in love with my best friend, the answer would be to shoot your shot, right? But you've done that. And
exactly.
She's given you the answer and she's told you, like, basically not right now. And I mean, I'm not saying that nothing will ever not happen between you guys. I don't know. But for now, clearly she's not interested.
And also, stop hanging around it. She doesn't want to be with you.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. She has a right to not want to be with you. But... you're not helping yourself.
You're not at all.
You need to cut her away from her.
Do you know why? Because you're so available to her. So she's got it really good as well. Like she's got... she has got it sweet as hell.
Do you know what he needs to do? He needs to spin her. He needs to not be as you said, he's available. Not be as available. Not be responding to her like, you know, in the moment she sends a message. And watch how tables will turn because, oh my God, I assure you that the moment he starts treating her the way she's treating him, there will be some sort of shift in her attitude.
There'll definitely be a shift.
As soon as this boy gets another girl that likes him or that he likes,
all of a sudden, her head
is going to be spinning.
She is going to start confessing her feelings for you.
So stop sitting there and being taken for a dick.
Exactly, and not talking to other girls and stuff. Live your best life.
Go live your life, innit? I'm not saying be a bad friend to her. It's okay for friends to not want to be with each other. She has every right to not want to be with you, but stop letting her use you.
Yeah. And her mum never said that.
And I don't think, exactly.
It's when a guy says, my family really likes you.
Yeah, what does that mean? And you walk away feeling like, I'm in there. But they never
the family don't even know my name.
These times they do not know you even exist.
Nah, people are wicked. Nah,
she's wild, but she's definitely using you, babes. And don't allow yourself to be used. You're not a doormat.
You're not a doormat.
You are a child of God that was here to serve a bigger purpose than this. I agree with Tolly though. Don't cut off the friendship completely, just fall back small. Because you know sometimes when people don't break away completely, because that's just making it bait. Like, just start to slowly pull yourself back.
Can you come around? No, sorry, I can't.
She will be so spun.
No, I'm going on a date.
Just say, she will be so spun. So yeah, that's what I suggest. Oh, unrequited love is the worst.
It is.
The worst part about it is when you've actually conjured up the courage to tell the person. Because sometimes it's nice
before you say, your heart is shaking.
It's shaking, beating. But because sometimes it's nice fancying someone and no one knows and it's just your little secret and you don't plan on doing anything with it and you know it's going to die. But the ones where it's like, no, I need to tell this person and they don't love you back.
Oh, that is so sad.
It's really
sad. You can vomit.
I feel really bad for him in this email, man.
Nah, do you know how sad that is?
It was really sad tell.
Like, yeah, don't be taking for dickhead.
Yeah, don't
babes.
Be. No, you're bigger than this. You're better than this.
Leave it,
bro.
Leave it out. And
come to one of our live shows and find a nice, beautiful woman.
You don't even need to. Just this one. Stop letting this woman take you for a dickhead.
Exactly. Don't be that guy.
That's all it is. But yeah, that's it.
That's it for this episode of Your Receipts, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode was amazing. You know where you can find us.
Are you in the washing day somewhere?
No, I just wanted to see if I could do it all in one breath. Now I can do it. Not like, don't hate the players. But thank you guys for listening. Thank you for sending in your dilemmas. As always, we really, really appreciate you guys. We hope that we were helpful in this episode. And as always, you know what you can do. If you didn't agree with our advice or you want to add to it, you want to pad it out a bit, feel free to use the hashtag The Receipts Podcast. And
And if you want to send in your dilemmas, please send it over to keeptthereceipts@gmail.com.
Yep.
That's keeptthereceipts@gmail.com.
And
we will get to them as soon as we physically can.
And don't forget the Trap House
Discount code is the receipts.
Go get your wig slayed, your hair done, your ponytails, your lashes.
Like, when we start feeling, if we ever start doing ads, I feel like I'll find it really uncomfortable to do. I really find it weird, like being like, go do this.
You know why? Because it's like, I know what you mean.
The thing is, Trap House is good because I actually like,
We actually genuinely use it.
But I don't know how people like sell things and they don't believe
it. They're not passionate about. Yeah. It just seems so phony.
Yeah, like be sure to grab this.
No, do you know what kills
thing
me?
Thing that I've never used before.
It's the adverts on TV and they use like soap, like actresses from like Hollyoaks, EastEnders and stuff. And they're like, this changed my life. Yeah. Please try it.
I don't believe in adverts anyway, man. I like what I like. I try what I try.
Do what I do.
But definitely go to Trap House. Because, yeah.
Do what I wanna, when I wanna, how I wanna.
It's banging.
But yeah, that's it.
That's it.
I've been your girl, Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
And your mama said, I'm gonna send
you. And peace out, A-Town down. Do-do-do-do. Hey.
Do-do-do-do.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do.
Okay.
Blue, blue, booyah, booyah, boom, 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 bo